So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamaitis Ishta Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzer, Mishum Neder Lo Yachzer. If a person divorces his wife either because of rumors of immorality or because she makes Nedarim, they may not remarry. The Gemara offers two possible reasons for this takana. The Lishna Kama says Mishum Kilkula. The Chacham initiated this Isser out of concern that the husband might later cause problems in that if she marries someone else, and then the Shemra is proven false, or the Neder is nullified by a Chacham, he will claim, Elo Yisiyudea Shekeinu, Afilim Ho Yunaisnli Meyamono, Loha Yisimagarsha. Had I known that the Shemra is false, or that the Neder can be nullified, I would never have divorced you for any price. The Nimtzi get Batlu B'nei Mamzerin. And through this claim, the original get will become nullified retroactively, and her children from the second husband are considered Mamzerin because she was an Eishes Ish. Therefore, Oimim Loi Haviyudea. He's told at the time, the get, that if he divorces her now, he may not remarry her ever again, even if she does not marry someone else. And through this takana, le-motsa-makalkala, he cannot later claim that, oh, he would not have divorced her, because he should have known and researched the matter, knowing that they cannot remarry. And for this reason, v'hu sha'amala mishum shemra o mishum neder ani mitziyacha, this Isser is only if at the time of the get he said that he's divorcing her due to the Shemra or Neder, because Matzah Mekalkala. The above claim would be valid because he actually said so. However, there is no Isser if he did not say this at the time of the get because Le Matzah Mekalkala. The claim is not valid because he did not say so at the time of the get. The Lishna Basa mentions another reason for this Takana. Kadesh Layu B'nais Yisrael Prutzis Barais Ubinadarm. The Chacham imposed a knas on the wife that they may not remarry, to prevent women from being lax about matters of immorality and the Nedarim. And for this reason, Tzarech Sheyomela, Haviyadas, Shemishum Shemra, Umishum Neda, Ani Mitziyacha. The husband must inform her at the time of the get, I am divorcing you due to the Shemra and Neder, as this will teach her to act properly. However, as Rashi says, Benkech Ubenkech Lo Yachzer. According to the Lishna Basra, even if he did not say it, they may not remarry because of the Knas. Also, according to the Tanakhama, both reasons apply to all Nedarim. However, the Mishnah continues with Rabbi Yehuda, who makes the following distinction regarding the Nedarim. Kol neder sheyada b'rabim lo yachzer, v'shelo yada b'rabim yachzer. If the neder was made in public, they may not remarry. If the neder was not made in public, they may remarry. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason is only kidei shelayu b'nais Yisrael prutzes b'arayis u'b'nedarim, but not mishum kekula. Therefore, the Isser applies only to a neder sheyada b'rabim, because this neder is more stringent, since Rabbi Yehuda holds ein loy hafara, a neder made in public cannot be nullified by a chacham. However, the Isser does not apply to neder shelo yada b'rabim, because this neder is less stringent, the yesh loy hafara, it can be nullified by a chacham. Meir makes another distinction. Kol neder shetzar chakiris chacham lo yachzer, v'she'en letzar chakiris chacham yachzer. If the neder can only be nullified by a chacham, but not by the husband, they may not remarry. If the neder can be nullified even by the husband, they may remarry. Rashi explains that Rameir holds that the reason is only mishum kilkula, but not mishum shloyeh prutzis. Therefore, the Isser applies only to neder shetzar chakiris chacham, because there he can later claim, ilo yisideh shachacham yachal hater lo yismagarsha. Had I known that a chacham can nullify nedarim, I would not have divorced her. I would have sent her to a chacham. Because their mayor holds, Adam reitzes shet is baza ishta bebezn. A person does not mind that his wife becomes humiliated by appearing in bezn. However, the Isser does not apply to neder she ein tzar chakiris chacham, because hoy leila hafer v'le hafer. He has no claim, as he knows that a husband can nullify the neder, and he should have nullified the neder. Rav Elazar disagrees and says, loy asur ze elam meize. There's no distinction. And on the contrary, in the case of tzar chakiris chacham, lo yachzer, only because in the case of ein tzar chakiris chacham, lo yachzer. Rashi continues to explain that, like Remeir, he holds that the reason is only mishum kilkula, and not mishum shloyeh prutzis. However, the Isser does not apply to neder shetzar chakiris chacham, because he cannot later claim, ilo yis yedeh shechacham yochel hatu lo yis megarsha, because ein adam reitzes shetispazi isht bevezen. He would not have sent her to a chacham anyway, because a person does not want his wife to be humiliated by appearing in bezin. However, the Isser does apply to neder she'ein tzar chakiris chacham, because he can claim ilu yisideh she'yisi yochal hafer lo he'yisi megarshich. He did not know that a husband can nullify this neder. Had he known, he would not have divorced her. And the Chacham extended the Isser even to neder shetzar chakir's Chacham. The Mishnah concludes, Am Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Betzidon v'chulu, as the Gemara explains, Chesur mechzer v'hachitani. B'med devar amurim kishin nadrihi, av another ihu yachzer. The Mishnah meant to include that the Isser is only if the wife makes the neder. However, there is no Isser if the husband makes the neder, because there is no concern for kilkel. And in support, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda relates, Maisa Betzidon be'echad she'amar le'ishtoi koinim im einim begarshech v'girsha, there was an incident in Tzidon where a husband made a neder that all fruits be prohibited to him if he does not divorce his wife, and he divorced her so that the neder does not take effect. Even so, the Chacham permitted them to remarry. Zakh the Mishnah. Hamoitzis ishta mishum ailness. Rabbi Huda aimer lo yachzer, but Chacham aimer miyachzer. If a person divorces his wife because she was not able to have children, in which he claims that the marriage was a mekach tos, and therefore she is not entitled to a ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda holds that they may not remarry again, while the Chacham holds that they may remarry, as Rashi explains. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yachzer mishum kalkula. If she marries someone else and has children, he will claim ilo yisi yedeh shekenu lo yisi megarshich, v'nimtzi get batel ubenel mamzerim, and therefore omer lo have yedeh shamaitzis ishtu mishum alnes lo yachzer ilamis. And the Mishnah continues that for this reason, Nisis la'achar v'hoyla banim himena, v'hi tevas k'subasa, am Rabbi Yehuda, hoymala sh'tikusech yafa midiburech. Rabbi Yehuda says that if indeed she marries and has children, she should not claim her k'suba from her first husband, since we now see that this was not a mekech tois, because she will be worse off, since he can tell her, ilo ha'yisi yideh shekenu, lo ha'yisi megarshich, v'nim tziget batel u'benem amzerim. The Chacham disagree and hold Mishum Ailness Yachzer because Leichashin Lekukula, we're not concerned that he will later make this claim. The Gemara questions both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that they seemingly contradict their opinions in the previous Mishnah, and that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds Mishum Ailness Lo Yachzer because Chashin Lekukula, while in the previous Mishnah he makes a distinction that only Kol Nedesh Shayodabai Ram Lo Yachzer, however, Vishaloy Yodabai Ram Yachzer because he holds Leichashin Lekukula. And the reason is merely Kadesh Le'i B'nai Yisrael Prutzis Barayis of Nadar. And in our Mishnah, the Chacham hold, Mishum Alnes Yachzer, because Leichashin Lekukula. While in the previous Mishnah, the Chachamim make no distinctions and hold Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzer, Mishum Nedo Lo Yachzer, because, as the Lishna Kama explains, Chashin Lekukula. The Gemara offers two explanations. Shmuel says, Epuch, these opinions must be reversed to be the same as in the previous Mishnah. Abaya says, Lo'ilam Lo'i Tepuch. However, Yehuda holds Mishum Ailness Lo Yachzer because Chashin Lekukula. For Ailness, there is a concern for Kilkul. However, in the previous Mishnah, he holds Nedesh Lo Yad Baram Yachzer because only for Nedarim there is no concern of a Kilkul. Because regarding Neder Shetzarach Chakiris Chacham, he holds as Rabbi Lazar that he cannot claim Ilo Hayisi Yedeh Shachacham Yochel Hatzor Lo Yisi Mekarsha because Ein Odom Reitze Shetespazi Ishtai Bevezin. And regarding Nedesh Ein Tzar Chakiris Chacham, he holds as a mayor that he cannot claim Ilo Yisi Deish Chacham Yochel Hatter Lo Yisi Megarsha because Hayilo Lahafer Bolei Hafer. And in our Mishnah, the Chacham hold Mishum Alnes Yachzer because only here there is no Chashash Kilkel, because this is a case of B'deloi Kafale Letenoi. The husband stipulated at the time of the get that he's divorcing her because she is an Alnes, but he did not reiterate the Tanai that he's not divorcing her if she's not an Alnes. And the Chacham Aramei who holds the Be'in and Tanai Kafel. A Tanai is effective only if it is reiterated.